We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We see the You've got it.
We're live. It is Sunday, the 19th day of June 2011. The quickening is definitely here. And we have an extremely important broadcast lined up for you today. Undoubtedly, during the first hour, we will not have any time to take calls, but I do look forward to taking your calls in the second hour. We knew this was coming. We now have the EU and UN sanctions on the way to begin the pretext of the invasion of Syria now, not just Libya. And we have the confirmed reports from inside Fort Hood and other major bases that U.S. military is going to be sending in heavy armor in late September, early October. And I've likened this to World War III. Now, after I released that video Friday, the special report I did, I realized I needed to shoot another video explaining to people, the general public, what World War III means. Because we have a pop culture idea of, if we go to war with the Russians, that's World War III and the end of the world. And I don't know what World War III will look like, but I know that World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. But I'm not talking about a thermonuclear World War III. I'm talking about a third world war. And you can look up different Encyclopedia Britannica, Wikipedia, other definitions. But when you look them up, it's a multi-region war with more than three countries involved that is prolonged with high numbers of dead. And if you don't call the last 9 years of Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Yemen, all these other countries, if you don't call that a multi-region war with high numbers of dead people and a lot of different countries involved, if you don't call it a World War III, what do you call it? And it just so happens that I was going from memory, but I wanted to make sure I was right, so I did a lot of research Friday night and Saturday to make sure my video was accurate. And it turns out it's completely accurate, except for one issue. The Pentagon calls the Cold War World War III. Oh, yeah, that's official. We're going to be going over that. And so I guess you'd call this World War IV, but for a popular understanding, if I said World War IV, folks wouldn't get it. And I even have George W. Bush, ABC News, and other reports here saying Bush likens war on terror to World War III. And that's what it is. It was a pretext for World War III or World War IV. It's a proxy war. It's a world war via proxies, as we predicted would happen and would be expanded in the Obama deception. So we're going to break down exactly what the globalists, what the Bilderberg Group plans to have come out of this today. And it's extremely important. Now, I'm not going to get to that first, though. I'm not going to get to that first. I want to get into the TSA and the fight against total federalization. That's really what this TSA situation is really all about. It's much bigger than just airports. And the fact that state legislatures in Texas had their genitals groped so hard that they were racked by it. They were groveling in pain. And they were told, you have been now been punished. And then there's many cases confirming, even when they're caught on tape, when federal goons tell you you're being punished. That's why when I go through, if they get uppity, I start explaining, I know your boss is stage 9/11, and there's not the pleasure in it, so they don't usually abuse me because I take the pleasure away. I'm ready to be abused. I don't care. I'm good. I'm constitutional. I'm historically informed. I'm for liberty. I'm with the spirit of 1776, and I don't care what you do to me. I crossed over that river a long time ago. As far as I'm concerned, the coins have already been given to Charon. Okay, we're going to come right back on the other side of this break and get into all these huge developments. And I have a correction to make as well. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you for joining us on this Father's Day live worldwide transmission against tyranny and defense of liberty. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. And then, of course, I come back live during the week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., all times Central Standard. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let me do something here that I always attempt and almost always fail, because as I read each headline, I end up diving into the second or third. It's kind of like the old Tootsie Pop ad with the owl. He goes to the wise owl, the kid does, and says, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop lollipop? And the owl says, 1, 2, 3, and crunches into it and says, 3. I'm never able. A decade ago, I could. At the start of the broadcast, it's an old habit. I think it was a good habit. I would just read you at least 10 of the top stories we'd be covering. I never get 3 or 4 deep without just launching into the third or fourth one I get to. But we do have big World War III news, and I've never used that term on air. By never using the term, I mean I've never said that it's a serious possibility, and it is a serious possibility now, and I'm not the only analyst saying this. So we're going to be breaking that down at the bottom of the hour. That's the big report today, and I assure you that you're going to want to be joining us to hear that breakdown coming up. I will have open phones coming up in the second hour of the Sunday transmission. We're also simulcasting this radio show in full living multi-camera shoot color at PrisonPlanet.tv, an entire other dimension. That way I'm not just claiming I have a news article or a video clip or a congressman here in studio. I'm able to actually show it to you. Now, and that's really the future of radio, is the fusion with video, and that's why we've been doing it for more than a decade now. Okay, let me just go over some of the headlines here for you. Let me see. This is out of Forbes. It says, Texas state officials left sore from TSA pat-down. And by the way, that's in the TSA training. They actually grab your testicles and squeeze them to make sure they're real. I have watched them do this to Jesse Ventura. And he turned red and said, I'm leaving this country. It's East Germany. I can't handle it. I've actually watched them grab his genitals and squeeze them, okay? And I'm just, thank God it didn't happen to me, because I can't put up with it, okay? See, I just failed. I just read one article and I couldn't shut up. I'm sorry. There's over 100 here, all just as evil, okay? And multiple of them, they were punished. They said, you're Texas legislators? Get over here. We're going to squeeze your private parts. Sexual assault. Oh, boy. Total federal power grab outside their jurisdiction. So many facets. Oh, it keeps us safe from terrorism. Sure it does. Sacrifice America on the altar of the perseverating ninnying and fetishes over fear of terrorists that are all financed by the globalists. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's my correction. I have a correction to make. I heard, and I'm not even going to attack them, because I know it's how the disinfo works. I heard local talk radio last week announce Rick Perry had added it to the special session, something I said he wouldn't do, to bring the bill back up to ban TSA rape downs here in Texas. It's already against the law. I've had multiple district attorneys on from around the country. There's already laws on the books. A cop can't come up without a warrant and grab your genitals. An FBI agent can't. You can't. The dog catcher can't. A Keebler elf can't. Nobody can, but this new unbonded goon force who are now on the streets of America and high school proms. And looking at these reports here, I heard the report. I went and looked it up that morning, couldn't find it, but I just went with it. And I should learn not to trust mainstream media because they said Rick Perry had added it. Well, actually, I made some phone calls Friday and today, and discovered that, no, they're trying to shield Rick Perry. The Republican leadership is, because this is a big national hot-button issue, and he's getting ready to run for president. I know he promised you he wouldn't. That was the guarantee he would. I told you a year and a half ago he was, and just wait. Don't hold your breath for him not to run, because you're not going to be alive. He's running. You better believe it. But they said, yeah, he'd added it. No, technically, the leader of the House and leader of the Senate can re-add it. They've now got way more than the sponsors. They need to pass it. They had a unanimous vote a month ago, 138-0 in the House, and they had a 131-1. Only had one abstaining vote in the Senate, and it got killed by Perry through his lieutenant governor. But Dewhurst got in so much trouble, he quietly slipped it back in. But it's only a recommendation. So even if it passes the House and Senate, Perry, before the final vote, can kill it. And he has not re-entered it. And the Washington Times is saying editorial, Rick Perry versus the TSA. And they say, help us, you're our only hope. And it just goes on and on. Meanwhile, the Texas House members are being put on the rack, being literally tortured by TSA. And we've got a clip of that newscast coming up. So I'm going to cover that first when we come back from this break. Let me tell you about some of the other news here. And tell me if you hear the hypocrisy here. And it's multi-layered, because I happen to know the law in all 50 states, because I've had top constitutional lawyers on to break it down, and I've looked it up myself. It's not illegal to spank your children. But here's News 8 out of Corpus Christi, Texas. We're on a great AM station down there. This is out of CBS News 8. Judge has harsh words for mom before sentencing her for spanking her child. And it goes on, the child was not hurt, but it doesn't matter. And she's on 5 years probation for it. Now, let me throw you for a loop here. Here's the Texas Tribune from a month ago. House says no to parental consent for spanking. That's right. They tried to pass a law that parents have to give consent before they can be paddled at public school by a large board. I have got plenty of purple bruises from it. By the way, probably one of the only reasons I'm still alive was that I was disciplined by my parents and by the public school. And they are independent school districts, I thought, and if that's what the school board wants, that's what you get. And they need to be paddled, and they need to be run, too, as well, during the lunch hour if they're misbehaving. Or there'll be a bunch of wild animals. But don't worry, once they get out of school or get tasered and killed in prison, they'll learn about reality. But wait a minute. The school can paddle your child, but you can't. I mean, the school can leave you purple, but you can't. Well, there is no law in Texas against spanking your child. You can look up the codes. But see, there are plenty of judges that put people in jail for things that aren't illegal. And if you actually read deeper, this is not really the judge's ruling. They tricked the woman into signing on to a plea bargain. That's how in Texas, and we exposed this now 11 years ago, the ASAP program, it was a federal grant. They were piloting it for all the state, where children, when they're late for school three times in a semester, were charged with truancy, and then parents were called in and the kids were put on probation, but it was a deferred adjudication, which puts you on probation for 6 months. Then when you make the next mistake, you're officially on it. And Judge Gene Meir was on the news screaming at them and having them sign documents. Anybody who knows real law and due process knew that that was a kangaroo fraud, that they were inducing through fraud and through ignorance the people to waive their rights. And that's how this was done. And then they parade these TV newscasts out there. The reporters are ignorant and dumb as a box of rocks. The parents are ignorant and don't know what's going on. And the people perish for lack of knowledge, as Christ said. Or who wants to listen to him, though? let me tell you got knowledge, folks. You're powerful. You got knowledge, you become wealthy. You know where to invest. You got knowledge, your family prospers. You don't have knowledge. Oh, I know you got knowledge about American Idol and Dancing with the Stars and Two and a Half Men, and you got knowledge about your football team. You know all the plays. So don't tell me you couldn't learn about your liberties and your freedom. See, if you knew about liberties and freedoms and history, you'd know how dangerous it is once governments start doing this and where it always leads. Total tyranny. And you'd also know that not only can the TSA not grab your genitals, They can't be operating in your state. It's a federal power grab. It's called the 10th and 9th Amendment. Why do we have states if it doesn't exist? You know, don't give me that argument the feds can do whatever they want. Why do we have states? For you ignoramuses out there that are new listeners and think I'm lying to you. We'll be right back. I'm on fire.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us as we defend the land of the free, home of the brave. Remember back when that wasn't a joke and the whole world marveled at our private property rights, our family rights, our Second Amendment? The great engine of wealth all over the world was our republic. Now, I just saw another big university report in the LA Times last week about how we're ranked at the bottom of industrialized countries for freedom and now ranking behind many third world nations. We are not the land of the free, home of the brave. There's still some free speech, still some Second Amendment, still some property rights. But all of that is being overthrown. Let me tell you, when the president can tell you you've got to buy health care, as if that isn't unconstitutional, of course it is, but then give thousands of companies who are his buddies waivers where they don't have to buy it for their employees, that is outright hardcore mafia. But why not? Why not? If 11 years ago they could sign a secret deal with the VA, now public for a year, to take all the death benefits of World War II troops right through to modern troops. That's right. You got out of Desert Storm, one or two. You die in a car wreck. Your wife thinks she's getting that insurance check from all that money you put in from your paycheck. You're not getting it. The government signed a deal to let the big insurance companies take it. You see, people better grow up and realize just how corrupt this government is. And they need to grow up and learn who runs the government. Foreign, offshore, totally ruthless megabanks that have overthrown hundreds of third world countries. And every time I say that, I get emails going, hundreds of countries? Yeah, there's over 180 countries in the world. And almost every one of them is economically overthrown and raped on average every decade. Argentina, Mexico, Nigeria. You want me to go on? See, I happen to be an expert on this. You're an expert on football, if you're a new listener. You're an expert on volleyball championships coming up. I'm an expert on the real world. And I happen to know what happens in history when people let government get out of control. People get hurt real bad. Society and civilization degenerates. And in every case, masses of people get killed. Giant wars start. Every thug, every control freak gets a job with the government and with the in crowd, raping, robbing, and stealing. And all the fruits of big government, all the fruits of the Constitution and Bill of Rights being gone are now manifest. The hedge of protection is gone. Number one in education 50 years ago, now ranking behind every industrialized country. Longest life expectancy 50-something years ago, now the lowest in the industrialized world. Should I keep going? We are becoming a cursed nation. And I'm not giving you some Bible speech here. I'm talking about cursed by corruption, cursed by not learning the lessons of history. Well, there's three different ways to learn, they say. There's by experience, there's by teaching, and there's by revelation. It'd be great to have things revelated to us, wouldn't it? But more often than not, your parents, others try to teach you. You're too smart. You don't listen. Founding fathers, let's not listen to those old guys. What do they know? They were just the cutting edge in history and still are, but let's just ignore them. You know, guys, if they disagree with each other, will politely get their muskets and go out in the street and have a duel. Yeah, the vice president didn't like Alexander Hamilton trying to sell him out to the British. He said, I'll meet you outside. Hamilton said, okay. And you know what happened to Hamilton. Let's not listen to those guys. Real men geniuses, but also ready to get in a sword fight with you in 10 seconds, could speak Latin, German, you name it. Let's just ignore them. Let's just not, you know, what they gave us that built all of this. Let's just get rid of all that. What do they know? So most of us never get taught by revelation. That's a great blessing. Most of us don't get taught by teaching, by instruction. We don't listen. We get taught by experience. We get caught by experience. That's how we get taught. You know, I had a dog that liked to dig out under the fence and run around in traffic. But let me tell you, after he got hit by a car and half his teeth knocked out and his arm paralyzed and I had to get him back to health, helmet. Let me tell you, that dog didn't get near roads and was scared of roads after that. He didn't listen to me. When I'd have him on the leash, he was pulling towards the highway. But he didn't need to be told anymore once he almost got killed and knocked, I'm told, by the folks that picked him up and saved him 20 feet off the side of the road. He got taught by experience. And let me tell you, America, you're going to get taught hardcore by experience. You think there's tyranny now? You think you've been overrun? You think we're in a depression now? Get ready. You haven't seen anything yet. History is entering a flux period of rapid acceleration at every level. The good and the bad and the ugly, unchained. Every private demon of control freaks in government and major corporations turned loose. They write the laws now. They control the courts now. Evil has now been unleashed, and it's just getting started. You think Texas state reps having their genitals squeezed and being told this is for punishment by the TSA? You think that takes a lot of nerve. Well, they've been told by Daddy Fed, you punish those people, and those guys will do what they're told. You think that's scary? You haven't seen anything. There's a reason the feds are trying to break the states right now, because they know the states are one of the only legitimate avenues for peaceful resistance to tyranny. The globalists want a shooting war. They want a revolution. See, they build up the police state. They tell you it's for foreign terrorists while they put in policies that they know are going to cause resistance. And then when you resist having your farm or ranch taken for no reason, or you resist having your children abused, and you finally fight back like a red-blooded human, they're going to call you a terrorist and use that to build up their force multiplying system against the general public. They don't care if cops and military get killed and all of this. That's part of the plan. So police and military and everybody else, you better grow up and stop playing checkers and start playing chess. And you better realize history, and you better get history real fast. Almost should get religion. But you're not going to get that in the 501c3 government finance controlled churches, where over 100,000 major churches now are publicly on Homeland Security payroll to spy on you. Land of the free, home of the brave, where you go to church to get spied on by the government. Oh, I said I'd get to the news. Judge has harsh words for mom before sentencing her for spanking her kid. Another deceptive headline. But again, when the propaganda is multi-generational, this reporter doesn't even know they're putting out this info. Because I went and looked up the actual case. They agreed to the plea bargain, and then they had the plea bargain sentencing. The judge couldn't give her 5 years probation and all these fines and family court for something that is not illegal in Texas. The girl was not hurt. By the way, she was out of control. And if you doubt me, House says no to parental consent for spanking. They can beat your kid in a government school with a big old board when they're acting like demons, but you can't spank them? The reason the school can spank your child is the same reason you can't. Because it's not illegal. You give applied consent when you put them in that school. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with the TSA and then World War III. Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us. All right, I got to get to our top news, and that's World War III. I'm not talking about your daddy's World War III or your mama or your grandpappy's, where you think of war with the Russians and nuclear war. I want to give you the actual definition, or definitions, they vary only slightly, of what a world war is. And then you can argue what number this really is. The Pentagon is calling this internally World War IV. And I tend to agree with them a bit that the Cold War was World War III by the definition, but the public doesn't know that happened, so I got to call it World War III. And that comes down to communication. Now, I've already covered some of the police state news dealing with our children, but here's another one. And I see these every week now in Washington State, California, Wisconsin. This one's in Massachusetts, and it's U.S. Open Kids. That's the name of a group of kids trying, the organization's U.S. Open Kids, trying to raise money for cancer. 100% of the money is given to cancer research. Fined for operating lemonade stand to fight cancer. They were fined $500 apiece for running a corner lemonade stand for cancer research. I'm sorry. You got to train them to be good little slaves. While Wachovia and its parent, Wells Fargo, got caught laundering $376 billion in narcotics money and owning and leasing and running the aircraft with the drugs on board. They got, of course, in no trouble because they run this country. But your child gets caught anywhere in America running a lemonade stand. They're going after, they're fining Girl Scouts now, claiming they got to have a license to go door to door. You know, that's always the big telltale sign of a tyranny, is that it targets the general law-abiding good people. Because we're seen as milk cows or hogs to slaughter. Okay. Some other news before I finish up with the TSA and then get into the World War III news. Remember this a few months ago? I just thought I'd mention this because you've heard of it. It got some attention. TomTom, that's one of the GPS units, sorry for selling driver's data to police. They're real sorry that without a warrant, they sold all of their customers' data to the police. You got to wonder why you can buy things at cost. It's because there's hidden money involved. And, of course, you remember that Financial Times of London. That was back in April, three, 4 months ago. I only mention that because there's a couple new articles today. Here's one, Herald Sun. Apple patent will stop you filming concerts, sports events on iPhone. And they say they're going to put up these infrared towers everywhere that pick up when your cell phone is filming any live event. Doesn't matter if it's a public symphony down at Zilker Park in Austin where there's nothing against filming. You're all just treated as evil, and it switches your phone off. Contacts Apple, and they switch your phone off. You think, well, that's not a big deal. Here's what you need to understand. Google, which is an admitted NSA CIA creation, it's on record. Government funded it and founded it and through NQTEL, which is the CIA public venture firm that funds new technology so they control it. DARPA created the internet. The Pentagon created the internet, in case you kids believe Al Gore did it in 1996. But continuing here with this news, Google admits in its specs, in press releases to other industries, and we've covered this written ad nauseum articles, that for five, now 6 years, that all the cameras and microphones Google dials in without asking you and listens and tracks everything you're doing. Just like in public schools in California and Pennsylvania, they admit, hey, we're watching your kids at home, in the shower, if the laptop's aimed at it, in the bed, and we're proud of it. It's just a coming out in the open. Hey, we're going to squeeze your genitals at the airport. Hey, we're watching you at home over the laptop. Hey, we're tracking what you watch and what you do over your phone. See, this... The 21st century tyranny is about the big, what, five or six big telecommunications companies, four or five mega tech companies. They all meet, they all collude, they all decide on global standards, and back doors are built into everything on record, and everything surveilled without warrants. I mean, I remember USA Today 8 years ago admitting, and I've been told this by an executive, a former executive at a pizza company, but I confirm that the big three, and this was... 7, 8, 9 years ago, I forget. You can pull up USA Today on it, headline, scoff laws caught while ordering pizza, that when you order a pizza, and they get 25% of any fines, they get a base fee for doing it, your live location and your name is fed through a database to the police. And they got face scanning cameras and license plate readers, but none of that for the illegal aliens, though, because they're a precious part of driving down the wages. Continuing here, here's another one from networking news from ZDNet. No privacy on Amazon's cloud drive. And they tell you in the contract, as the Google contract tells you as well, they all tell you, but you don't read that 40-page thing, do you? They tell you in the subsection at 5.2 that they will use your files, they own your files, anyone they want, they will give your files to. So, they found the USA Today. Good job. Let's see. I said 8 years ago. Let's see if I'm wrong. 2004, 7 years ago. See, my memory fails. 42704, Missouri tracks scoff laws via pizza delivery database. Now, that was one article about a company in Dallas with three companies and how the police in Missouri were using it, or Missouri, but if you read deeper, it's the whole country. So I thought I'd tell you about that because, you know, I'm that paranoid guy saying they're listening to you. And then you say, hey, what do I have to hide? Well, it's not that the founding fathers didn't have anything to hide. They knew when government starts spying on you, it's so they can shut down their competition and control you and rob you and get away with doing bad things to you. See, it shouldn't be what do I have to hide. It's what does a government, you know, years ago reading in history about it, but also my mom was telling me about it. She's reading The Devil's Disciples, big thick tome on the Nazis. And it was about how Hermann Göring had the first systems to spy on everybody lifetime. You know, the FBI in the 30s had it where they would have the operators all on payroll listening into your conversations when they could, or watching certain phone numbers at the switchboard. No. How Hermann Göring was busy spying on the Nazis themselves to be able to blackmail them and stuff. See, when private corporations like Google and Yahoo and Microsoft are spying on everybody, as it's come out in the U.S. and in Europe, then they can be blackmailed. That information can be handed off to client groups and, hey, minister, we know about your mistress. You're going to vote the way we want. By the way, we'll give you some more contracts for your private business. There'll be either we give you money, a carrot, for selling out your people, or we release the fact that you've got a male or female mistress. Now, what is it going to be? You see. And then the minister or the governor, in the case of New York, says, well, I'll blow the whistle on you. And they say, we've got everybody. You're not going to blow the whistle on anybody. And if you give us a problem, we'll crack you over the head and put you in solitary confinement. See, what happens in a society when everything gets to that point? You get a Soviet Russia, you get a Maoist China, you get a Nazi Germany. See, folks, a lot of people, good old boys, think corruption's cute. I talked to a lot of them that are, you know, quasi-successful, make a few hundred thousand or even a million a year, billionaires, people like that. I know a lot of them. And they feel like they're part of the establishment. And they say, well, I'm going to be okay. And yeah, there's some corruption. That's the way it's always been. Well, that's true. There's always been corruption, and when you decide to roll the red carpet out for it, why, it just goes hog wild. And that's now what's happened. America has cancer. And I'll get into the financial news next hour and some of your calls. I want to get into the TSA right now and then into the World War III situation, not on the horizon, but now right down the street. But before we do that, you know what? I think a video tells a thousand words. This is a local Austin news station. When we come back, we're going to play a short clip of. Because you hear me saying that the state reps were told you're being punished and TSA grabbed their genitals and squeezed them. But that's standard. I mean, that's when they had Jesse Ventura when I was flying with him cornered, it was like a big celebration. They were all smiling. It was about their personal power in life. They don't get big paychecks or houses, but they're the types that just like to have power over people. And it was a feast when they grabbed his genitals.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984
is 17!
Is 1776.
Ah!
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah! Let's get some spirit going here. Now, you want to talk about pathetic. The Washington Times, LouRockwell.com, literally hundreds. Search TSA Rick Perry in a search engine right now. Hundreds of mainstream and alternative media are begging Rick Perry to save them. There's headlines like, Rick Perry is our only hope. It's like Princess Leia saying, help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope. And General Kenobi is no Kenobi. He's general fake conservative, make girls take a deadly Gardasil that admittedly kills them, NAFTA superhighways, but it doesn't matter. He wears a cowboy hat and has a West Texas accent. And I got to give him this. He is from Texas, not like Bush from Kennebunkport, Maine. Nothing against you if you're from Maine, but just I'm not going to move to Maine and tell you I'm from Maine and put on a Maine accent. But Rick Perry is as phony as a $3 bill. But he's got nice hair, like Schwarzenegger, and so he'll probably be the next president. And I had this from a high-level Fox News executive. I had it from a Fox News host. And I got it from Texas sources here in Austin. And we've got all this inside stuff on Rick Perry. Going back a year and a half ago, well, actually 3.5 years ago, my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, he went to Bilderberg. We covered it. We predicted he'd run for president. In the film, when did we predict? 2012, right again? Sorry. I mean, look, when you live in reality, you know what play's coming next. And I wish Rick Perry was real. And I heard local news announce earlier last week that he was going to add it to special session. But it turns out he hasn't added it. So there's all these editorials begging him to enforce already existing laws and to let Texas pass a law telling TSA you got to have probable cause, and even then you can't grab genitals. And Rick Perry's not added it. So all these state reps I've had on and state senators, they're going, well, the governor means well. I've had him on. Oh, the governor means well. He'll probably add it. Well, technically, we've introduced it. We can pass it now. And we're hoping he will. So, and then the governor's gone as far to try to put out disinfo that he's added it. He has not added the TSA anti-groping bill. Again, the FBI can't stick their hands down your pants, but the TSA says they can. And by the way, I've talked to a lot of TSA people. I do bash them a lot because of their overall direction, their power grab, their 10th Amendment states' rights violation. But every time I fly out in Austin, other places, they're shaking my hand. They're saying, we don't like it. They come out of line to tell me, hey, look, we're told to do this. And it's always the second or third TSA agent that comes over. You know, once you say, I don't want to be microwave ovened, I don't want to be groped, it's the boss that likes it who comes over and gets in your face. It's the administrator. So I have to say, as much as I yell and scream at the TSA, and they are guilty of following orders, just like the Nazis were at Nuremberg, I'm not saying they're bad people individually, all of them. But here is the newscast, a piece of it. News 7, Fox in Austin did a good job reporting on this. The full video is linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But this is News 7, Fox, here in Austin. We wrote an article about it, got widely linked out there. And here it is. In fact, let me just give you the Forbes headline after we reported on it. Forbes, AP, they all reported on it. Quote of the day, after Texas state official left sore from a TSA pat-down, and Ron Paul's been on this show. He says it's humiliating, it's disgusting, and it doesn't feel well. You've all seen the photos and video. I mean, they go up between the legs of men, and they actually check to see what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes that's a little freaky when my wife does. I mean, you know, I hate to get graphic here, but that's a very exciting thing when you're into it, but it's when it's your wife or in the case of women, your husband. But this is people you don't know. Think about how far we've come, how far we've fallen, that I have to even get on air. I mean, 5-6 years ago, I would have thought that I was in a parallel universe of satire and absurdism if I was going to be on air. If somebody 5 years ago would have said, you're going to be on air talking about the TSA on the streets of America and at high school proms and sticking their hands in people's pants. Oh, I forgot. A year ago, it was on the outside. Now it's in the pants. Miss America, former Miss America, in Dallas, crying They went in her pants and went in to check. And let me see, there's something there. Let me check that with some dirty glove that had searched 100 plus people into her body. And now, and I've sat there with Jesse Ventura where they're patting him down and smiling. They know he's a celebrity. They know he's not an LCIA terrorist. And then they go up between the legs and you can read his lawsuit of what they've done. And they grab and then they squeeze. It's like getting fruit at the grocery store to make sure it's not rotten. Let me see if that feels like what it should. This is what America has turned into. Now, here's a clip. The whole newscast is up on the local Fox station site, but here's a clip of what happened to Texas legislators when they were out of state and they were targeted and, quote, punished. Here it is.
State officials are speaking out tonight about their uncomfortable experiences at the airport recently. Some are claiming TSA agents went as far as leaving them sore in private areas. Fox 7's Camille Williams joins us live from the newsroom with the story. Camille?
Loriana, remember the bill that would limit TSA searches at the airport? Well, it's been reincarnated in special session, and we've all seen these videos right here on YouTube of people claiming that TSA agents have inappropriately touched them. Well, now top Texas officials are claiming that they've been left humiliated and even left sore.
Let me put this delicately. I was still feeling the effects of the pat down as I sat in my seat from New Orleans to Houston and then Houston to Austin.
Barry Smitherman, chairman of the Public Utility Commission of Texas, was heading back home to Austin from New Orleans when he says he was ushered to the body scanner. He told the TSA agent he'd rather go through the metal detector.
He said, well, you don't have that choice. And I said, okay, I'm opting out. Those are the key words, right? So the TSA agent goes, opt out, opt out, we got an opt out, you know, calling everyone's attention to me.
Smitherman says it took roughly 40 minutes for the TSA agents to search through his carry-on bag piece by piece and to give him a thorough pat-down that he says was completely inappropriate.
And finally I said, you're punishing me for opting out, aren't you? And to her credit, she said, yes, we are.
State Representative Barbara Nash says she was upset after she was pulled aside for a pat-down.
She went, made me move my legs apart, and she fell down my legs and up, all the way up, and then she made me stand a little.
Let's stop right there. This may have been on Fox News locally. I can't even air what comes next. I mean, I can't even air this. I'm not comfortable because FCC harasses talk radio and not TV to even air this, okay? Now, let me explain something to you. I have laser beamed with my eyes Jesse Ventura with someone's hands between his legs squeezing him. And that's how they all describe it. Remember, back in November when Drudge Report took our reports and sent them out nationwide and worldwide, number one website in the world, news site. And I had witnesses, I had video, and people couldn't believe that they were going in the pants, much less on the outside. Now it's admitted. And that's how it's described. They almost lift you off the ground. They almost lift you off the ground. I mean, they go in there and then they go, let me check. Now, again, let's say Al-Qaeda's real, terrorism's real. You got a better chance of being stung by a honeybee and dying. I want to face the danger. And then expanding, who are these people that want to do this? Who are these people that want to do this to us? What type of folks would they hire to do that? And then you get the federal documents of the National Security Force Obama's talked about, and then you learn. They have now admitted the TSA, as I told you many years ago, is to be nationwide everywhere. They're building an army of people who will follow any order they're told, who will do anything they're told. Now, I haven't gotten into, again, the World War III news and the banking news, the financial news, what this tiny elite are doing and why all over the world they've got TSA-styled goons doing the same thing. They're training you all to be prisoners. They're training you all that you have no rights. They're attempting to break your will. Spread the word about the live transmission. We'll be back after the news. Hour number two, straight ahead. Learn more at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to give the toll-free number out here for folks to join us. If they want to get involved in this live Sunday edition, the number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I know I said I'd get to calls on this Sunday edition, and I do want to get to your calls. It's just that we've been covering all of the news, and there's some good news, too, coming up. Head of ATF is likely to go. That means the Wall Street Journal reports go as leaving the post. How about head of ATF is likely to go to jail? Because if there was justice in this country, that's where they'd go. You see, Congressman Issa last week, I'm afraid, released their internal memorandums that he'd gotten through his congressional power, through subpoenas that ATF knowingly shipped the guns to Mexico, as we told you over a year ago, to try to demonize the Second Amendment. And the head of the ATF lied in testimony and said that they did not know this was going on when they were running the whole operation. How about head of ATF is likely to go to jail instead of likely to go? You know, if I lie to the feds in a federal investigation, a lot of times, like Martha Stewart and others, they didn't do anything wrong, really, at the end of the day, but they lied in the process because they didn't want to be messed with. And so they go to jail for the lying. How about this dirtbag involved in a system to help ship thousands of guns to Mexico to then trace them to crime in Mexico and the U.S.? How about he goes to jail? How about that message is sent to government that when you commit crimes, you go to prison? How about you get some of your own medicine? All right. I got other rants, too. A lot of them are so complex. It's not that you can't handle complex information. You love it. But I don't have time to cover every angle. Because I don't want to come out and say I'm for profiling, because I'm not. On racial reasons, I'm against it. But anti-crime, true peace officer investigative behavior is all about profiling. That's what it is. I mean, if you're looking for smugglers, you look for suspicious people driving large vehicles who are giving off signs of being nervous. That's not probable cause yet, but you run the license plate, and if it's in a database of known smugglers, now maybe you got probable cause. But they're going after the TSA in Newark, and I've flown through Newark a lot because it's one of the least bad ones from my experience. JFK is hellish. They rob your luggage there, at least in my experience. They've been caught, actually, there doing it. But I've been robbed by TSA and JFK. They're in New York City, so I try to avoid those highway robbers, those highwaymen. Or let me be politically correct, highway persons. I try to avoid those highway persons. They're not politically correct at JFK. But see, what they don't point out here is that it's this weird globalist fake liberal rights system where, oh, don't worry, we don't profile, so all of you will have your genitals grabbed. Well, how about in profiling, if you don't have probable cause, you don't grab anybody's genitals. But if you do have probable cause, then you do a search. If you catch them, then they end up going to jail. Then there's a search. Not we're all prisoners here in a makeshift jail induction center. But see, they sell it like, don't worry, we're going to protect your rights. Every single one of you is going to be groped and radiated. How's that sound? Don't worry, we're not going to search Latin Americans who aren't citizens, who statistically are the ones carrying in drugs. Let's not use that probable cause. I don't think it meets the standard, but it's a shadow of it. Let's go after the TSA for trying to actually use their brain.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so we're back live now into hour number two. Let me give you the phone number here so I can start taking your calls coming up in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us on any of the issues I've discussed. This, again, is extremist radio. I'm extreme. I think Texas state reps having their genitals roughly squeezed and tortured because they knew they were state reps and weren't submitting to tyranny, I think that's wrong. I'm an extremist. I think taking the military's death benefits on record is wrong. I'm an extremist. I think the U.S. government launching five undeclared wars is dangerous. I'm an extremist. I think the CIA caught over and over again, and Congress had hearings in 97 and confirmed it, shipping in the majority of heroin and cocaine is dangerous and horrible, and I'd like to decriminalize drugs. Doesn't mean you sell them across the counter, but you decriminalize them to take the profit out. Every study in countries that have done it shows it reduces crime by around 80%. But again, I'm an extremist. I mean, let's not listen to an extremist, okay? I've got news how YouTube is censoring people. By the way, I haven't even gotten into that. I haven't even gotten into our own censorship here. Now, I do have the parent company, Google, of YouTube, admittedly working for the federal government and spying on people through the cameras and microphones in your computer. Oh, they now publicly are admitting something that was only in their prospectus put out to shareholders 5 years ago, that they are watching you in live time. But don't worry, a computer's doing it, so it's okay. And then sending reports back, or that TomTom is tracking everywhere you go and giving it to the police without a warrant, or Apple's going to track what you videotape with your camera on your smart mini computer known as a phone. Again, because I'm an extremist. I'm telling you about this stuff and warning you, and being informed is evil. Being involved in reality is evil. You individually get up every morning and form a conspiracy with your wife or husband about what time are you coming home today. Do I need to go to the store? Do you need to go to the store? Who's going to pick the children up from swim team? Who's going to pick them up from football? But see, you conspire. You mean that just means talking to each other and working a plan out. Only individuals do that. Sure, your car dealership may conspire for a good advertising campaign and a good shtick or a good pitch. You know, the best pitch is a good deal, is the truth. You conspire to make money, but big mega corporations that run everything and are cunning and super intelligent and hire all the smartest people and lobby and finance government for policies they want. Oh, I'm sorry, that would be a conspiracy. None of that exists. There's no lobbying, no special interest. Everything is fine, okay? All right, good. I'm glad we're not extremists now. Because I met with some of the biggest radio executives in the country last week when I was the keynote speaker at Talkers, and Sean Hannity was there, and Limbaugh's been the past keynote speaker, and people like that. And they said, well, Alex, you are gaining three or four stations a week, and you'll be at 150 stations soon. You're at 120-something, and a lot of them are big stations. You do get high ratings. But you've got this label of an extremist. And I just point blank said, I am sorry I have that label. How do I change that? Do I embrace the TSA grabbing men's genitals and squeezing them hard? Is that how I do it? Because there's a reason we have 116 million views on one of my eight YouTube channels. I have a total of over 300 million views. You can go look at it just on one platform. Justin TV, we had 3 days of reporting from Bilderberg, never used it. New account. We had a test account years ago. It was on the test account. The test account had a few hundred thousand views, but 3.5 million extra views in 3 days on an account we ever used. I wonder why everybody's tuning in. I wonder why we have millions of visitors to the sites every day. I wonder why the Drudge Report links to us two or three times a week, the biggest website in the world. I wonder why we're getting all these radio stations. I guess it's because I'm an extremist. I actually spend hours reading financial news every day. I actually spend hours interviewing the top experts every day. I actually go out and get top historians and top quantum mechanics physicists. I'm obsessed with knowledge and information. I sit here and cover common sense. I'm an extremist. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to admit to you right now here on air that I am so extreme that I actually know the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. I've actually read the Constitution many times. I've actually read literature. I've read For Whom the Bell Tolls. I've read Kurt Vonnegut. I even got a loving letter from Kurt Vonnegut and a painting he did for me individually right before he died. But he's an extremist too, though. I forgot. I'm one of these people who is a problem. You see, it's extreme when you see Obama give out 2,000 waivers to companies, some of them with over 500,000 employees like McDonald's, where they don't have to get any insurance and keep paying folks $6 an hour or whatever minimum wage is, $6.50 now. And then at my company, with people paid $16 up to $50 an hour, they none of them want insurance. I've said, do you want me to get insurance? They say, no, we'll make the decision ourselves. I'm sorry. The government says I got to start getting ready to take part of the money out of your paycheck, and then I'm going to match it. So instead of $16 an hour, you're going to get $10 an hour. But you're going to have the insurance. And see, it's extreme for them to then say, well, why do these thousands of other companies that are special interest, they don't have to get it? They don't have to buy insurance. Well, you know what? Let's not intellectually think about that hypocrisy or that corruption. There I go again. I was just an extremist. Right there. Right there. I just did it again. I keep doing this over and over and over again. I should accept the hypocrisy and the crime, the mafia unfair trade advantage. There I go using the actual legal terms of racketeering. Extreme. 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 I should not be upset by that. I mean, obviously, it's good that people that have contributed to the Democratic Party and Obama should be given public waivers. Of course, it's illegal to have fundraisers at the White House. Bill Clinton got in trouble for that, but Obama does it publicly. But see, only an extremist would know that was illegal. So I apologize for that. So I guess at the end of the day, I need to learn to be sorry for what I've done. I need to learn to be more reasonable. I mean, big deal. If I fly some pot-bellied guy, and a bunch of them have been caught being pedophiles, some probably pedophile person is going to want to stick their hands down my daughter's pants. It's happened to my employees, men trying to go in babies' diapers and grab their genitals. See, I shouldn't be extreme. I should think that's completely normal. But you know what? I still am old-fashioned, and I guess that's my problem. And I guess I shouldn't be mad about in the last few years. My Austin power bill has basically doubled, and they admit that Austin's taken on carbon taxing. Other cities are doing it as well because the UN can't get the feds to do it. That is the Congress, the elected government. So they've got Obama doing it. It turns out the head of his economic panel, his economic board, his economic council there, that's the proper name of it. The economic council is the former head of General Electric, who has himself hundreds of millions of dollars of stock in it, and the shareholders that were one of his biggest contributors, that they have waivers from all the new EPA regulations that Congress wouldn't pass, but stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool. Who needs actual laws? That the big GE coal power plants, and 52% of our power comes from coal, they're exempt. But you know what? That's reasonable. That General Electric, the day it went into effect, Obama signed the waiver on their hundreds of plants and plants they build and manage. See, your plant's going to be shut down, as the head of the Energy Department announced a few months ago in the Wall Street Journal. Don't worry. You don't have a General Electric plant. You just go hire them and pay them protection money, and then you can keep your plant open and just pass the cost on to your users, to your customers. And again, it just came to me during the segment. I'm an extremist. I apologize to all of you. That's reasonable. In fact, the mafia is good. Welcome to where time stands still. No one leaves and no one will. Welcome to tyranny. Welcome to bondage. Welcome to control freaks that couldn't produce anything running your life. Oh, you don't want to date a tyrant? You don't want to serve a tyrant? They'll just take your society over and teach you to do what they say. That's what tyranny is a collection of scum, control freaks turned loose against you and your family, and extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, to quote Barry Goldwater. Listen, my friend. Crank it up. They keep me locked up in this cage. Can't they see it's why my brain says free? That's right. Anybody that doesn't like tyranny, you need to go to a sanitarium. That's right, we're all crazy. We don't like tyranny. All right, your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. Let me get into the big news for you. Oh, it's not this. UK banks abandon Eurozone over Greek default fears. We told you 2 years ago when all this started that it wouldn't be fixed, no matter how much money the Greeks paid. The EU is a system to bring every country into receivership. Their own founders have admitted that. Here's another one. Moody's threat to downgrade Italian debt raises Eurozone contagions. And the big private megabanks run our countries now through fraud. And don't worry, they're going to bankrupt every country in order right up to the U.S. and England when they're done. And they're going to own you because a bunch of crone-like, hunchback, New World Order people tell you what to do. And when they tell you what to do, you're going to do it because you don't want to be called an extremist. So there's some of the news on that front. Okay, let me get into the World War III situation. We've got a video that we launched Friday afternoon that's got 200,000 views on YouTube and was on the front page of YouTube till they took it down. Part of their tactic to keep our information from going viral. But I shot a little video that we put out Friday titled Obama Launching World War III. And then it was overwhelmingly received in a positive nature because most people are extremists. Over 90% of Americans in polls believe that more than one person shot and killed JFK. 90+% bad people. 9% good, reasonable, sane people. Thank goodness they run things right. Okay, I'm sorry. Continuing here. But there were some people that were confused. And so a lot of times I forget to put on my anthropology, sociology, psychology hat because I don't really wordsmith what I say. I don't really calculate my semantics. I really try to just tell the truth in an easily understood way as best I can. And I saw some people saying, World War III, it's not the end of the world. There's not going to be a nuclear war. How could Alex say that? And I went, well, wait a minute. From all my geopolitical research, World War III would be more than two regions involved in a prolonged conflict with more than 100,000 people dead, with the two sides being backed by one or more groups as proxies. And I went to Encyclopedia Britannica. I went to Wikipedia. Can't really trust them, but they just copied Britannica. I went to some other history books just to double-check my memory, and I was absolutely correct. In fact, I was only incorrect in one facet. The Pentagon, since 1991, has officially taught, and a lot of you have seen this on the news, it's just popularly stated, that the Cold War from 1947 until 1991, with perestroika and all the rest of it, was World War III. And then it was a Cold War fought with proxies. And I actually had those quotes here. I'm not just going to tell you that and then not go to the quotes. So when I say World War III, the only mistake is, and it wasn't a mistake, if I said World War IV, even more folks would have been confused. But to be technical, world from the position of the people that run our country. World War IV is now being kicked off. And I did more research and, wow, found out I was more right than I'd even thought. I got ABC News. I've got Associated Press. I've got a bunch of reports here. Here's ABC News. Bush likens war on terror to World War III, he said during a television interview. Okay. But expanding on that, what is a world war? Is a war affecting the majority of the world's most powerful and populous nations? Well, all these wars are affecting us through taxes, regulations, dead troops coming back in flag-draped coffins. World wars span multiple countries on multiple continents. Let me see. Africa, got the EU and the French and the Ivory Coast, got the U.S. and NATO and the French and the Germans. Well, the Germans just pulled out. In Libya, you got the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, now expanding into Pakistan. You've also got that undeclared war going on for a decade down in Colombia over cocaine money. So there you go. And then it gets in large numbers of dead, over 100,000. Million dead Iraqis, conservative, continues. The term has usually been applied to two conflicts, unprecedented scale, that occurred during the 20th century, World War I, 1914, 1918, World War II, 39 to 45, although in retrospect, the number of earlier conflicts may be regarded as world wars, and it goes into the Napoleonic era and other things. Okay, let me actually, in the world war section, bring you to some of the quotes, and it has links to the Pentagon's own statements in there. Digging into it here, excuse me. I highlighted this. Oh, it must be in my World War III section. But I've got the... here it is. Yeah, this is the one. This is the one I highlighted. Here it is. Some analysts and historians have suggested that the Cold War can be identified as World War III because it was fought on a global scale by proxy combatants of the United States and later NATO and the Soviet Union and Warsaw Pact. Some neoconservative thinkers, including Norman Podhorowitz, have suggested, as well as the former CIA director, that the Cold War between the United States and Soviet Union in the mid-20th century should be considered World War III. On the other hand, in a 2006 interview, U.S. President George W. Bush likened the war on terror to World War III. And then it just goes on from there. Now, why am I going over this so much? Why is this so important? Because World War III in pop culture is seen as a war with the communist Chinese or the Russians or both that results in mushroom clouds everywhere. But I want to be clear. The ongoing buildup for the invasion, the ground invasion of Libya, the ground invasion of Syria, the drone attacks in Yemen, the hostilities in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, all of that fits the bill of a giant world war. Call it whatever name you want. It's a world war. And it does, in their wargaming, lead to thermonuclear. Okay, I know we got at least 12 phone calls online, and I'm going to try to jam you all in right now. I shouldn't even have gotten into World War III without spending at least an hour on it, but I got sidetracked by TSA squeezing people's private parts into oblivion and all the other news. But here's the deal. People think either in black and white geopolitically, either America good, Gaddafi bad, or Gaddafi good, America bad. No. Global mega banks want the trillions in oil and water that's there. They want control of it. It's on record now that they overthrew their former ally, Hosni Mubarak, in Egypt, that Western groups and Google have been involved fomenting these revolutions. Well, I mean, any government could come to the U.S. and find a group of people that wanted to have an armed revolution. Would the U.N. then invade the United States if the government was putting down a foreign-funded and led insurrection? I mean, think about this. And it's now admitted that they're going ahead with battle groups off the coast of Syria, that the West is in there. Same thing in Libya, same thing in Yemen, everywhere. Drone attacks. I mean, this is a major war. New attacks every month of a new country. And they say, well, people are protesting and the government might have killed some of them, usually with no evidence. And then we're told, well, we've got to invade countries then if governments go after resistance movements. But then Israel shoots a bunch of people on their border, peaceful protesters. It's like, oh, how wonderful. Well, whether you think it's wonderful or not, it's hypocritical. And these wars are being launched. Oh, I'm sorry, kinetic military actions. They're not wars. I forgot. Without Congress's approval. And it's unprecedented. And even Senator Al Franken's had to come out and say, Obama, you're supposed to get congressional approval. Even Bush did for his wars. You know, if the president sets a precedent where the military attacks who he says without congressional approval, we got a dictatorship here. You're like, well, I like Obama. Where are all you peaceniks who hated Bush for all these illegal wars? Where are you now? Well, he was given a peace prize. Well, why not give Adolf Hitler a peace prize then? Why not in the Star Wars universe give Emperor Palpatine a peace prize? After all, he tells Anakin, there will now be peace. This is a sick Orwellian joke. And the German government has come out and said, this is illegal. We've confirmed with people on the ground. You're bombing major buildings. You're killing civilians. You are causing the humanitarian disaster. Well, we're only told, I mean, I got an email today saying, how dare you back Gaddafi when he had helicopters attack protesters? Where's the proof? Where's the proof? The same British government foreign secretary told us he ran to Venezuela. Turns out most of that's a lie. There are foreign observers there, and most of it's not true. I mean, Western media is allowed to drive around in major cities and videotape it, and Gaddafi's people leave him alone. I'm not saying Gaddafi's a good guy. I don't like big government, don't like dictators in clown suits. The point is that we were told Saddam threw babies out of incubators and stomped their brains out. That was later admitted to be a lie. I don't like being lied to. Imagine Al-Qaeda-backed groups, on record, a month before this stuff started, were funded by the U.S. and British government to start the war with Gaddafi. He puts it the Al-Qaeda rebellion down, and we're told, you're an American if you don't back Al-Qaeda. And now they're saying that the U.N. sanctions are coming. There's already European Union sanctions on Assad and Syria, and there's U.S.-backed Kurds in one day killed over 100 Syrian police. Those are quite the protesters. I mean, they go out with their U.S.-issued rifles, coming in, infiltrating out of Kurdistan in the northern Iraq area, into northern Syria, northeastern Syria. They come in and they machine gun the police when they're coming out of restaurants, gas stations, sitting in their cars, and you're surprised that the Assad government is running around murdering people en masse. This is a full-on Western-backed destabilization overthrow. And if our criminal government's going to do this, they should at least be honest about it. But again, read my lips, no new taxes. I didn't have sex with that woman. Wiener didn't send the photo. Breitbart hacked him. None of it true. They lie and lie. And again, I'm an extremist. You know, the heiress of Formula One, who's going to get part of the money, $250 million of Austin taxpayer money to pay for her own track. If I don't pay my property taxes, they send a SWAT team to my house to kick me out. If I resist, they kill me because I've got to pay her my money for her Formula One track. I'm an extremist. I should be thankful that foreigners come here and buy off our politicians, and then they raise my taxes to pay for a Formula One track that they could pay for over and over again so she can have a $150 million mansion. Michael, Frank, Chris, Frank, Adam, Karen, Josh, Tony, Sean, Ty, Rick, Jack, Jake. We'll see if we can get to all of you. Michael and Tejas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm in Plano. Hey, a couple things. One of the greatest parts of that favorite quote that you mentioned from Goldwater, a lot of times it doesn't get mentioned, the second part.
Silence isn't golden, it's yellow.
That's right. But the extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. The second part of that says also that moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. In other words, people today in America say that if you're a moderate, that means that you're willing to compromise and it makes you a better person. Well, if the code of this country, part of the code of the United States of America is the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And if you veer off of that, that makes you a good person if you're a moderate? No. It makes you a traitor. And it, something else, Alex, I think you should see. There's a video. I know that sometimes you'll even play things. In Cedar Falls, Iowa, the residents just had a local ordinance.
You have to give the cops the keys to your house, yeah.
You got to give the cops the keys. I mean, and I showed this to my friends, and they say, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. What do you think, the globalists now get down to Cedar Falls, Iowa?
Yeah, they do. It's called a Gen 21, global standardized local city laws, and that's exactly part of that. Europe's already done that. Why didn't we give the cops the keys to our house before if it's such a good idea? If the states don't have any power, why do we have stinking states?
And the scariest part of all of it is even if the globalists didn't approach Cedar Falls, Iowa, it's
I looked into it. They did. It's part of global zoning.
We've been trained. We're being trained to be slaves. And you should watch that whole video because one of the town council members says, well, you elected us so that we can tell you what to do. Some foreign guy.
No, I saw it. He can hardly speak English. I know. Very well said, Michael. What do you think of this whole New World War situation?
I think we're already in it. And, you know, it's like you said.
Exactly, but they change it to a peace action. It's not a bombardment. It's kinetic. I mean, we are entering. We've gone beyond 1984.
I don't understand how people who look at all the campaign videos from Obama where he said, we are going to pull the troops out. He's in more wars and started more wars now than Bush did.
I want to know why Boehner is playing golf with him and gland-handing him. I want to know why Rick Perry hasn't introduced the anti-groping bill. I appreciate your call. It very well said, Michael. Gosh, I could go for 10 hours of great calls like that. Frank in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. How's it going, Alex?
Good.
Good. I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time listener and Prison Planet member. I just want to start by saying, man, you're just awesome, and happy Father's Day, because I know you're a dad, and you're an awesome dad, and what you're doing is standing up.
Well, you know, Thursday they asked me to interrupt you because you brought that up. They said, do you want to take off Sunday? It's Father's Day. And I said, well, no, because it's Father's Day, I'm going to come in. Because anytime I need energy, I look at my children and think about this tyranny. And believe me, I got plenty of energy and plenty of fight in me when I realize what we're facing. Sorry, Frank, go ahead.
No, man, you're absolutely right. And I just want to make a couple quick points and then let you talk about them. I just noticed that, I mean, I picked up a New York Times recently, and I don't normally read the mainstream media because I can get it all online. But I wanted to see what it's like when you actually read their newspaper nowadays. And I just noticed that there's no real important headlines anywhere near the front of the page. But as you dig into it, you can actually find some information about what's really going on in the world. For instance, like the dollar's falling fast, obviously. And we have now banks are actually dropping out of the lending market so that they can aid in helping the dollar fall even faster.
Exactly. It's all planned. Let me comment on the other side, and we'll go to all the other callers. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv, streaming live video.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
By the way, I looked up Corpus Christi, Texas, and they do have corporal punishment in their high schools and junior highs, paddling the students without parental consent. But if you lightly spank your child there, they will put you in prison. And that's in the news. Linked up at the Drudge Report today, if you want to see that CBS News report. That's how dumb they think you are. We're going to put you in jail or put you on probation for something that isn't illegal, something we do because we're the government. You're the extremist. You're the criminal. You're the scum. You're here to suck the boots of the government. Not lick them, but suck them. Get down on your knees, grovel, and beg. Who makes the sunshine? The government. I want to go back to your calls and give each caller about a minute because I'm just out of time here, and I apologize for that, but you know how I am. He mentioned how the mainstream media tries to divert you. Yeah, they don't just lie or spin. They're not so mainstream anymore. They're falling apart, which is why they're coming in with all this new censorship on talk radio and the internet, because they're desperate. But they lie by omission and by throwing petty diversionary issues at you. So you're absolutely right, Frank. To answer your question, you've already answered it. Chris in Connecticut, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you. First of all, I want to commend you and the crew on your coverage of Bilderberg and the upcoming October kinetic action in Libya. Just amazing stuff that you can't find anywhere else other than Infowars.com. So, first of all, amazing stuff. And
thank you, Chris. Thank you. We're all in this together, brother.
Indeed. And look, you know, I've been listening to you for about the last year and a half, and I've been able to wake up maybe about a dozen friends and family members over the last year, kind of just teasing out of them, like, you know, that everybody has a sense that things are not going well in this country. Things are heading downhill.
Yeah,
fast.
We got a case of tyranny.
Exactly. And so what I wanted to ask you, I know we all have a minute, Paul Joseph Watson on Friday said that the focus of the resistance should no longer be trying to wake up the thumbsuckers who can't understand that things are on the decline. But those of us who are awakened, you need to rally us to action instead of us just like sitting behind keyboards and just writing on websites and things like that. I wanted to ask you whether you had any sort of sense that you should step up and go to Washington, like in September or October, before the kinetic action, and call all of us to, like, the Washington Memorial, like Glenn Beck did, or John Stewart. Man, you'd pull 500,000 people.
Well, look, stuff like that's a great idea, and I heard Paul live when he talked about that. He was talking about folks that criticize other patriots and say we're doomed. That's different. It's great to get the word out. The keyboard's a great way to reach people in cyberspace. That's our most effective tool. He was talking about pessimist. But yes, for people that are awake, now is the time to reach out to others. So I think the way you interpreted that, I'm not disagreeing with your interpretation, but it's not exactly what Paul was saying. I appreciate it. Let me tell you something. We've got YouTube openly censoring our videos. They've sent us a letter. We have a copy of it saying that we showed Obama as a joker and that that's considered racist and that our account now has a strike against it, 116 million views. That's bigger than any of the news agencies on YouTube. Check it out. ABC News doesn't have that many. It's like 50 million. And they treat us like garbage. We have no respect. And that's just one of our channels. We have over 300 million. And they said that we're now being looked at for racism, and that the site will probably be shut down. You are not allowed to talk bad about Obama or defile him, our Lord and Savior. And so, again, I'm reaching hundreds of millions of people through cyberspace. I do have demonstrations. Things like that are great, but they can ignore demonstrations. And again, it's about you being a leader. Let's move quickly. Frank in California. Go ahead, Frank.
Alex, you're doing a great job. I just want to say a few things. I know you doubt the whole 2012 thing, but you have to admit, with the whole banking thing collapsing,
it's more sophisticated. I've read the Mayan prophecies. I don't believe that sorcery stuff. B, I know the Mayan prophecy just says a new age begins, not the end of the world. The globalists are occultists, and they've used this for non-Christians. They tell Christians it's the end of the world, Jesus is coming, so they lay down. They tell non-Christians, kind of atheists and agnostics, oh, it's the end of the world, the Mayans said. For some reason, they buy it. It's a fake, self-fulfilling prophecy to make you think all is lost. The globalists do plan by 2012 in their own documents to have open world government and all Hades to break loose. So I agree with you, sir.
Yeah, well, the thing is, too, I remember when Lindsay Williams, you had him on the show, he said that 2 weeks after the euro collapses, that the dollar would be next. So
yes,
yeah, it seems like it's going to be sooner. So I don't know. It's scary. It's just really.
Don't be an extremist, Frank. I appreciate your call. Don't worry about things. The government's taking care of it all. They're good people, man. What's wrong with you? Adam in New York, you're on the air, extremist. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I just wanted to get your take on Israel's role in the grand chessboard.
Well, that, again, the problem is all these questions are so sophisticated. I mean, they sound simple, but they're sophisticated. Israel is a key outpost of the Anglo-American establishment. It's meant as the, you know, claim that there's real estate there by a group that isn't Arab, so that conflict can be carried out by all sides against each other, and it's all part of the Balkanization situation. I mean, does that mean that I'm saying all the Israelis are bad? No, I'm not saying the Libyans are bad. It's, again, full-spectrum dominance, where the globalists create atmospheres politically where conflict can be created that can't be resolved because they don't want the conflict to be resolved. The conflict is the pretext for the greater control.
Well, I appreciate that, and great job, Alex.
Thank you so much, sir. And again, I'm not doing a great job, folks. I have no future if we don't beat these people. Neither do you, and I appreciate the kind words, but I don't deserve it. I'm an example of what one motivated person can do when others join with them and support them. You want to thank me, spread the word about the broadcast so this isn't done in vain. We're having a huge effect. I'm under full surveillance, all sorts of hit pieces. But we have a lot of people in government and corporate America and worldwide that are good people. And in the struggle against light and darkness, they have privately chosen to serve light. The next step is serving it openly. Karen in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I do spread the word about your websites. And another thing I want to thank you for is about the smart meter, because APS is installing smart meters without...
No, they're going in nationwide, and Apple will control what you can videotape on your own phone you buy. They don't get the concept of ownership. Smart meters going in nationwide to control your thermostat. First they denied it, now they admit it. Total control. TomTom's tracking you with the police. It's all illegal, but they're just doing it. They're criminal.
They admitted that they want to do a rate increase, and if the rate increase is also to pay for the smart meter.
Yeah, and the studies show once the smart meter's in, oop, the rates go up, because they are going to absolutely screw us from every angle, Karen.
That's right, and I'm educating the people, and I also tell them the people the health effects. Side effects of the smart meter.
Totally proven. It uses a wireless system, just like a cell phone, and we can't see that digital spectrum, but we're in a blast furnace of electronic pollution. I appreciate your call, Karen. Josh, Tony, Sean, Ty, Rick, Jake, there's no way to get to all of you, but I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, and if you call in, you tell them put you to the head of the line, I'll get to you. I really want to hear from you, and I'm sorry I didn't get to more of you. Let me just say this on the whole digital electronics tech front. If you go to a Trilateral Commission meeting and cover it, or Bilderberg or any of it, the biggest group representative are the heads of the tech companies. And they all put out public policy papers admitting you have a breakaway civilization or an attempt by the military-industrial complex under the guise of national security to establish high-tech systems behind closed doors, outside of public scrutiny, genetic engineering, super weapons, all of it. And so they're attempting to form a breakaway civilization under the guise of carbon taxes. They want to bring in a new dark age to block the general public and companies that aren't insiders development, like with the coal plants and the government insurance and all the rest of it. The insiders are exempt from it all. So it's a new type of royalty, corporate royalty, where they own your politicians. And any technology they give you, iPhones, droids, wireless, smart cards, all of it, you pay for it, and then you pay for the Trojan horse systems of surveillance. You order a pizza, wired into the government. You use a GPS, it's live time into AI computers tracking everything. They have maps of everywhere you've gone, everything you've done. The threat fusion centers are federalization spy bases to spy on people. They fuse all the data. They slowly are bringing the cops in and finding out who will go along with it and then showing them the technology. This is a serious takeover. And here's what I'll leave you with, because it's in all their documents and a new video we just put out, the elite's plan for global extermination at prisonplanet.tv. The end game, once this grid's in place, is to exterminate at least 80% of us.